This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Deal. Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. And I think all of you know that you can always call me about whatever it is that's on your mind, independent of what we're talking about, maybe on Facebook or anything else, that the program really is designed to be as responsive to y'all as possible. But sitting around waiting to see what you're going to call about would mean us whistling a lot of Dixie. So, Manny, are you a good whistler? I'm not a very good whistler.
Oh, I can't whistle at all.
Okay, so that's the problem. If Manny could whistle, we could do that. So what that means is you didn't see Trevor's chicken dance last week. It was National Chicken Dance Day, and Trevor just brought down, the roof. I mean, he was amazing.
Brought down the house, huh?
Yeah, and then we had National Pizza Day for him as well.
I can't whistle, and I can't snap my fingers either.
You can't snap your fingers?
Nope, I've never, in my 31 years on this earth, I've never been able to do that.
So if you were here, I'd teach you to do that.
My sister's been trying to teach me forever, and it's something.
Just doesn't work with. Can you curl your tongue?
I'm actually trying to do it right now. I think I can.
All right. Can you do that Spock thing where you take
The live long and prosper?
Yeah. Can you do that?
Oh, yeah, I can definitely.
Okay, because some people can do that. Can you then go from the live long and prosper to putting the two middle fingers together and having your index and pinky separate without touching it? Can you switch them back and forth?
Wait. What? Say that again?
Right. So live long and prosper is your thumb out, your index finger and your pinky separate, and then your large finger and your ring finger together, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, can you move your ring finger to your pinky and your big finger to your index finger without touching them? Just moving them? We have some work to do with you, Manny.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I think I can.
Well, do it. I mean, you can just try it right this very moment.
So wait, your ring finger.
All right, do your
he can't do it right now. I'm not making. I'm trying to make sure that I'm actually. Doing
it just, all right, you've got your first finger, your second finger separate. Then you've got your third finger and the fourth finger together, and your pinky separate. Right.
Yeah.
Now
that's the Vulcan sign, right?
Exactly. That's live long and prosper. Okay. Yeah, which it turns out, did you know that's actually an Orthodox Jewish something or other?
Mm-hmm.
I talked with Leonard Nimoy about it once, and he said that's where it came from. That it's an ancient kind of blessing. All right, now move the two fingers that are together apart so they're close to the two fingers that were separate without touching them with the other hand. Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right, well, then you're okay. That's another skill that some people have, some people don't.
Yeah, I can do that. I'm doing that right.
All right.
Now.
All right.
We're good.
All right, so I have to tell you. Yeah, right. Chicken dance. I'm going to make you do the chicken dance. So at one point, years ago, I was interviewing somebody, I don't remember who it was, and I said, I have a real hard time telling my left hand from my right hand. And they said, no, it's really simple. You just take your hand and you take your left hand and you put your fingers toward the ceiling and your thumb toward the wall at a right angle, and your left hand will make an L. And I said, no, it's a backward L, which means I've done the wrong hand. Folks, I should probably not tell these stories if I'm asking you to call and get sage and wise advice, right? Well, piffle. All right, so today I thought we'd look at something that NASA is already encouraging you to do, but things have to be feasible, economic, and not much reliance on the Earth, of saying, if you were going to, what are your ideas for colonizing Mars? And it turns out that NASA is asking a slightly different question than that, but it's close enough, that we're saying, let's see, what did we say? We said...
We just asked, how would you colonize Mars?
Yeah, how would you colonize Mars? So it's close enough. Ours is, we'll give you thinking more outside the box. So what would you do if you're going to colonize Mars?
Well, I guess I would probably do what they're trying to do, is just send a couple people out there to try and, kind of get the ball rolling, I guess.
Well, I think they're talking, the original thing that I remember thinking about was they're doing a, like, the same thing that they did for the astronauts. Which to have, it's not a competition as much as you have to apply.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be a certain age. Let's see if we can, I'll see if I can find it. NASA applications. Application, applicant guide, application for Mars. See, look, what do we do without Google? All right, a one-way ticket to Mars. All right, so that's the first problem, all right?
Yeah.
Excuse me. And this was has been, I'm sorry, something just got my throat. I will try and pretend I'm on Mars and I'm on my own about this, all right? So you're not coming back. So that's presumably one. So you're not going to have family here. So you have to be single.
See, that would be the tough thing for me is, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I guess if you're somebody who doesn't really have family anymore, I guess it's easier to maybe do something like that. But
I mean,
I can't imagine going to Mars and basically telling my family, okay, you're never going to see me again type of thing, you know, unless you come up to Mars with me.
Well, they might be able to.
Yeah.
So that's an idea of extended families, which is not a bad idea. So write down extended families. That's one good idea. Mm-hmm. Because they're thinking, obviously, in terms of couples. The idea is their departure is scheduled for 2022. So I thought it was 15. So they gave another 7 years. So that's it's 7 years. No, 17 years. No, this is 2015. It's 7 years. That's pretty quick. Landing 7 months later in 2023. They'll finish out their lives on Mars. So, you know, I think the first thing I would do is do families, right? Because they're thinking about sort of presumably young astronauts, but families make some sense.
Yeah.
All right, so that's first. They said there have to be a crematorium, which is a little... I mean, I suppose that's. What are you going to do? I don't know if you can bury people because it sounds like there's soil. It's not soil like we think about it.
Right.
They've gotten 10,000 emails from interested people. One-way ticket is possible because it reduces cost, and the technology for return flight doesn't exist. Well, there is that. No new inventions are needed to land humans on Mars, just to get them back. They said the biggest obstacles are financial. Some sponsors hope to gain more via media coverage. It's not clear whether they'll get enough money in time. Can the kinks in having a sustainable system for people to survive in such a harsh environment be worked out? Questions of reliability and robustness have to be answered before we leave Earth. Said the Paragon Space Development Corporation, which builds life support systems and is joining the Mars One effort. I think it'd be incredibly exciting to work on it. I'd love to work on it. You have to be 18 or older. There's an application fee, $38. I wonder how they came up with 38. For U.S. applicants, the money will be used to fund the mission. At 38 bucks a pop, why don't they make it just like 50 or something? But never mind. They want to build a colony to be able to grow with ever-expanding crew. Testing the technology that would transport people and things. They want to launch a supply mission as early as, are you ready for this? October 2016. It's next year.
Wow.
A settlement rover will land in 2018. The landing system will be tested 8 times before they're used to transport humans, which would make this much safer than moon missions, which is true. They didn't really test the landing very much before moon missions. The budget comes in at about $6 billion. That's for the first crew that goes there. But if you figure we're spending $1 billion a day in Iraq, then $6 billion doesn't seem like a huge price tag.
Yeah.
The Curiosity, which we were talking about before, which is the biggest robot to ever traverse Mars, is $2.5 billion. So I think $6 billion is probably a conservative estimate. All right, they're not going to give you the itemized budget because there's too much competition. We will certainly not send couples... He said he's not going to go because his girlfriend won't come.
No.
All right, so give me some idea what you know. How would you deal with Mars? Or give me a holler about anything else. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, so we're asking you about Mars, and they're saying that they're not going to send couples. Huh. That seems kind of bizarre. I guess the idea being that maybe couples would break up or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, if you send a couple up there that, and then all of a sudden they want to break up because, you know, for whatever reason, they're not getting along or
Yeah, I'm a little surprised about that. We will certainly not send couples. Each flight will carry two men and two women, so reproduction on Mars would be feasible, but not intended. Oh, please. Mars One intends for a second crew to join the first one in 2025, and more will follow regularly. Fresh meat, yeah. So they're only going to send four people to begin with.
Hmm.
See, I think four is probably an unstable number to be quite off, quite true. They're saying 501 days in space with your spouse. Could you handle it? it's not only in space. I mean, it's locked in a little, you know, a little space capsule.
Yeah.
It's an interesting idea. They said it, they checked to make sure that they were serious. They didn't want his company to be named because they didn't want to damage the country's relationship with Mars One. But this is a Dutch company that's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I mean, I think the United States gets a little snotty about it because they're saying it's, you know, it's not their program.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's not, you know, if it's not ours, then it's, well, yeah, you know, we're not.
Yeah, how good could it be? Well, can you say Sputnik? Yeah, so with space opening up to the private sector, many companies, large and small, are trying to get on the game. Mars One's idea is one of the most audacious. As far as getting to Mars, they said they're in discussion with SpaceX, the company that has now completed two commercial cargo missions to the International Space Station. The idea would be to use a slightly enlarged version of the Dragon capsule and land with retro propulsion, not by parachute. Yeah, parachuting into Mars? I don't think so. Mars astronauts will face a lonely life of danger, subsisting for extended periods on dried and canned food. They'll get some of their water by recycling their urine. Well, that's a common thing. They'll have to take care of sickness and injuries themselves, which means at least one of the people will probably be a physician. There will be emergencies and deaths. We need to make sure that crew members can continue without those people. I mean, it is an interesting notion. I mean, to a certain extent, it's almost like, I suppose the pioneers, except that they knew that the Earth was habitable in theory, but there were certainly alien life forms as far as the pioneers were concerned, and they were Native Americans who were not thrilled with people coming in. People think that that people are very close to finding another Earth, one that's very similar to the conditions here. At which point, if that's what happens, then I think that they'll divert from Mars. Because I don't think most people feel Mars is all that habitable. It's
right.
Just close. Mars astronauts will have to be mentally fit to deal with the unusual stresses. Their psychological skills will be the main selection criteria we'll use, except you're training people to deal with things that you have no idea about, nor do they. 40 astronauts will undergo 7 years of training, which means they're going to have to be pretty young when they start. The flight to Earth's neighbor with its barren red desert landscape and thin carbon dioxide atmosphere sounds almost worse than a lifetime on it. The crew of the four will be cooped up on a rocket for 7 months with a limited supply of food and water. Might also smell bad. Showering with water will not be an option. I don't know. This is getting less and less interesting. Mars plans to fund the mission partly from the sales of technology developed during the mission. It will share it with potential suppliers, which Mars One lists on its website. Media coverage will provide the main funding for the mission. I'd watch that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Publicity is the key, well, at least to begin with. Then if it's the same, you sort of get bored.
Mm-hmm.
Media event begins now with the casting of the astronauts. It's kind of like the ultimate reality show, right?
Yeah.
And not unlike the televised events of the Olympic Games, they intend to maintain an ongoing global media front, from astronaut selection to training from liftoff to landing.
Yeah, the training is what I would really be.
Be fun.
Seeing. Yeah, just
yeah, I'd love
what,
to be involved
what they
with
sort
that.
Of do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're saying it's going to be a hit for decades on Earth, whether any financial crisis or war on Earth. If humans land on Mars, everyone will want to watch. It'll be bigger than the Olympic Games. Well, who knows? I mean, it depends. Watching the same people do the same thing over and over. But they're sort of being aggressive about it. So there you go.
I'd be curious as to how much communication would be possible. You know, like once you know, you get the four people and you get them on Mars and they're there for, you know, they're going to be there for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
I'd be curious, as to how much communication or what type of communication. I mean, we're talking, what, it'd be, what, 2023 when they would get up there?
Yeah, I believe in 2022.
Yeah, so obviously, I mean, you'd like to think, you know, technology will be different, you know, 8 years from now. But
yeah,
I'd just be curious as to how, what type of communication, you know, how, and how much there would actually be for.
Well, I assume it'd be like Big Brother, you know, like one of the reality shows.
Yeah.
In that, you know, that they'd have cameras there all the time and people could watch it or not watch it. I mean, I assume that that's how they do it, although with Big Brother, they edit it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. It's all sorts of interesting stuff. A little hard to tell exactly what's going to be going on at this particular moment, but it is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to be involved in the training program because I, you know, worked on training the astronauts for moon landings. Maybe I should get in touch with them. Maybe let me, because I think that would be really fun. I don't particularly want to go. The 7 months, I don't like. Look, I'm probably not going to go to China anytime soon because the idea of being in an airplane for 22 hours just isn't very appealing.
See, and my thing is the idea of not being able to come back. That's what kind of troubles me about it is.
Well,
going up there and never, you know, and basically you're up there for life. Like even if I was going to go up there to live up there, I would still like the option of being able to come back.
Well, I think what people are going to assume, whether it's true or not, is that at some point that the technology will exist to bring them back.
But
you can't, can't assume that, and you can't assume that it will be in your lifetime.
Right.
So that's, you know, I mean, but I think there are some assumptions inherent in that, or people, they may not be accurate assumptions, but I think that that's probably part of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so let's hear what people are saying about Mars. It is an interesting, I mean, it is kind of an exciting thing to think about, and I think I'm going to send them a resume saying, well, I'd love to be able to train people. I don't know if they'd let me do that. It'd still be fun. It was fun before, so.
Robert says, I would colonize the moon and set up a base there. And then he says, send rovers and supply ships unmanned to Mars so the supplies will already be there. And then from the moon, have a launch system to be able to send people to the moon.
Robert, I think we're going to have to hire you. I mean, you're so practical, and they are going to send supply vehicles ahead of time. Let's put Robert on there. We want Robert to be on the team. I mean, I think that's great. We'll be back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so we're talking about Mars and how you would colonize it. And was his name Richard? Was that who it was? Was our
Robert?
Robert had some really great ideas. I thought.
Yeah, he said I would colonize the moon and set up a base there.
Yep.
And he says, two, send rovers and supply ships unmanned to Mars so the supplies will already be there. And three,
which they're going to do. Yep. Yeah.
And then three, then from the moon, have a launch system to be able to send people to the moon.
Well, I wonder if that would cut off, how much time that would cut off. Because what did it take? A week or something to get to the moon? I guess it wouldn't cut a substantial amount of time if you're talking about 7 months. Because it doesn't take, you know, if it cut off half the time. But, it is a little closer. But the question is, do you remember how long it took for people? They would do an orbit around the Earth. I think it only took, what is it? Let's see how long it says. Time to reach the moon. time to reach moon. Let's see what it says. Because I don't think it's going to significantly reduce the amount of time. How long does it take to get to the moon?
I thought it was like a week, wasn't it, typically?
They said we're fairly quick. Took 3 days to reach the moon, Apollo mission. So basically, in 3 days, it doesn't take a significant enough amount off, 7 months off. So the idea of launching from there, the supply ship idea, the middle idea was, you're absolutely right, and they're already going to do that. All right, that's number one. Number two, the idea of having to do dual launches where one, one is going to take 7 months and only takes, it could take less than a week off of it, probably doesn't make any sense because you're going to have to talk about double launches, and launches are expensive. I mean, the fuel alone. So that's not probably going to work. But the idea of sending supplies ahead, I like the idea of there being kind of a middle ground to launch from, but realistically it doesn't sound like there is one unless you built a space station. But, for to be realistic, if they're talking about 7 months in a space capsule, 600 days, it couldn't be 600 days. 600 days would be 2 years. Do you remember how many days they said it was going to be? Well, we figure 7 months...
Yeah.
Is 200, 7 months is basically 210 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So didn't they say 600 days in one thing? Did I misread that?
And that's...
If I can find it again.
That's almost too... Well...
That's a year and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe they're talking about coming and going, but they're not... That's not what they're talking about at all.
Hmm.
All right, let me see if I can find the... Because I thought it said 601 days, and it's not. It's not anywhere near that. So let's see if I can find it again. Oh, all these complicated things for me to do. All right. No, that's not it. All right. Dirty Dishes Day, that's today. All right, anyway, let's keep going about this. But you're obviously thinking about it in useful ways. It turns out if it only takes 3 days to get to the moon, then it doesn't take a significant enough time off the total amount to really be very useful.
Yep. Okay. Margo says, I wouldn't colonize Mars. I would invest more effort and money into protecting what we have here on Earth.
Well, that's one of the things that apparently this Dutch company is talking about. And that was the same issue that people talked about with NASA and the space program of, why are we spending all that money? But, I mean, look, if we're talking about the choice of spending $6 billion to go to Mars or $6 billion to keep troops in Afghanistan, guess which I choose. So, I mean, and it doesn't necessarily have to be either or. And the space program obviously really ignited the nation in terms of patriotism, in terms of some industry that, I mean, Velcro, for example, and Tang both came out of the space program. So there's a lot, one of my favorite examples. And Teflon. I mean, so there are a whole lot of things that were very practical that came out of the space program.
Let's see. Amy says they're going to need to figure out how to get microbes into the soil or nothing will grow. I wonder if some of the lichens that grow in extreme environments like the Antarctic would grow there. It will add oxygen to the atmosphere and maybe start the cycle of plant microbe needed to grow bigger and more complex plants, eventually creating a heavier, more oxygen-rich atmosphere.
We got to send this woman. She's terrific.
Although Mars has no magnetic field, which, from what I understand, protects somehow from solar radiation, I think that's true.
Well, she's clearly a scientist thinking in terms of not only... of sustainability, of improving the living environment. Good for her. I think you guys are doing terrific.
Just a few more here. Tracy says, and this is actually what I was thinking of when I first saw the story. Tracy says, all I can think of is Total Recall, the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Remember?
Although that movie, I think, took place a lot further into the future.
Yes, it did.
2023. So.
Yeah.
So the idea is that maybe,
where's Sharon Stone when we need her?
Yeah, yeah. Tony says, she says, I say leave Mars alone.
Any particular reason?
She does not elaborate, but she just says, I say leave Mars alone.
Well, I mean, the idea, presumably, there are a number of issues here. First of all, just scientific exploration. And you could argue, well, you know, we might as well, there are parts of this earth that are unexplored, which is true. There are parts of the ocean that have not really been explored very much, which is true. But I think the notion also, well, there are two notions. One is just curiosity. It's not accidental that they named the rover to Mars Curiosity, because I think we are curious about what else is out there, number one. Number two, there's some very practical survival issues that have to do with what if we do, in fact, use up Earth resources? And not only have there been all these doomsday movies that have been made, but it's obviously something. Look, Hollywood doesn't really lead, it follows. So, because Hollywood needs to figure out how to capitalize on our fantasies and our fears and our expectations and our dreams, and that's what it does. So the very fact that there have been all these movies about post-apocalyptic kind of where there's not enough water, there's not enough food, there's not enough gasoline. Did you know that Pitch Perfect wiped out Mad Max over the weekend?
Really?
Yeah, someone unexpectedly made half again more. Made, I think, $60-some million or something over the weekend. I mean, 3D was, I think it was on slightly fewer screens, but and Mad Max did fairly well, but
right.
But the word was that it pitch slapped them, which was kind of rude. But yeah, but I never would have seen that coming. I mean, I thought they were both fun, and I said, you know, if the apocalypse and noise and car chases aren't your thing, then you're going to enjoy it. That I thought they did a pretty good job. The first 15 minutes, you're thinking, oh, please. But then, as I said, it's a stupid movie with a very smart premise, which is all of us love the doo-wop music, and all of us boomers, and I think the rest of everybody as well, love seeing groups move in synchronicity with one another. That's really fun. And they do that about every 5 minutes. It's like they have a formula. Okay, we don't really care about the plot here. I mean, the plot is ridiculous, but let's get another group singing something cool, and then let's get Rebel Wilson to do something outrageous. Okay, another song. Okay, Rebel again. Another song. Okay, some other couple that we don't actually care about. Okay, let's put Rebel in. And that's what they did. And so it's a fun movie to watch. And it was apparently women went out to the movies more than men, because Mad Max was clearly focused on males and Pitch Perfect on females. But it was surprising to me. I thought they would both do well, and they both were singing, but I expected Mad Max to beat Pitch Perfect. So we'll see what happens next weekend.
Hmm.
But it did, and they beat him almost 2-1.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, so the idea, my point being, that if Hollywood is talking about the apocalypse, now, granted, the first Mad Max movie was done, in 1979, which is 36 years ago, by the same guy, the same George Miller. But and the visuals on it are terrific, but it is noisy, and it is a guy movie. And I think it's a little longer than Pitch Perfect. I think Pitch Perfect is under 2 hours, and I think the Mad Max is over two. But there's still, I mean, no matter how you look at it, the girls came through in fine fettle, in fine pitch. But the idea being that these are things that we're worried about, of running out of resources, of running out of space. And so the idea that they're looking for Earth-like places, or that we try and figure out. I mean, look, people have been fascinated about Mars forever. So if you don't believe me, ask Orson Welles. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. And we're talking about Mars today. About, first of all, I didn't even ask people would they go, but I figured that's a yes or no. I had a feeling that some of you folks who responded might go. I'd love to work on it. I'd love to work on the training part of it. But, you know, I doubt that they'd let me do it part-time. And I'm not really ready to give you guys up for Lent yet, so. But maybe I should apply and just see. Maybe I could come down and do occasional stuff or something. Go down to, I don't know where they're training. Maybe Houston.
Yeah, probably.
Because when I trained the astronauts, I went to New Orleans once. I went to Schenectady, I think. No, Syracuse. I went to Syracuse once. They came to me a lot when I was in Boston. They would come up there to train. So when I went to school. I'd gone to NASA for the first time when I was in school in Texas, but I didn't, you know, I was a kid then, so I didn't really do very much. And I've been to Cape Canaveral for launch, which is, if you ever get a chance to go for a launch, go for a launch. I mean, they're really one of those experiences of a lifetime. They're just, because, you know, we've seen them on television, but you have to remember that a camera aperture can only open so wide. Your eye can register a great deal more, and it's just an extraordinary experience. You really should go. And plus, it was always something I was interested in. Okay, so let's finish up. I mean, you guys have done, I was just saying to Manny, you guys have done a fantastic job of thinking about this in kind of spiritual ways and very practical ways and economic ways of self-sufficiency, which, I mean, some of you guys should really go and think about sending your ideas to NASA, because they're really smart. Okay, 855-993-7569. Understand that even if you're planning to stay on planet Earth, we'll still take your phone calls. 855. I wonder if people can call from Mars. 855-993-7569. Hi, Dr. Joy. You know, I've been in a space capsule for 7 months with these people that I barely know, and they stink, and I think I do too. Listen, if that's any comfort to you, I will tell you, I actually can be somewhat useful about that, because I worked on an archaeology dig in southern France, and we were allowed. Archaeology sounds like it's really romantic, and it's incredibly fun, but it is very hard work. You're moving serious amounts of dirt, so you're essentially a human plow. And we were allowed one shower a week, and because I would bat my baby blue eyes, sometimes I could get two showers a week. And on the weekends, we worked on Saturday, but on Sunday we would go and explore the caves, the cave paintings. And so you'd be in this cave, this limestone cave, and you'd have your back against one wall, and you could put your arm out with your palm flat against the other wall. So they were very, you know I could get in and out of them, so I didn't have to go in them very far, because most of the cave paintings are not very far into the, because it needed light. So they weren't very far into the cave, so my pastor probably didn't bother me there. But you'd smell this terrible smell, and you think, oh, my God, something died. And then you think, oh, my God, what if it's me? So I'm really sort of used to that. Mentholatum under your nose. So one of my practical suggestions is the astronauts carry mentholatum to put under their nose, because it wipes out any other smell. All right, let's hear what other people have to say.
Just a couple more here. Stephanie says, I would be a little nervous to inhabit a planet that cannot sustain its own oxygen and water supply. With anything man-made, there's always a chance for catastrophic failure of some kind.
Well, that's true. I mean, it is, and it is an issue. I mean, it is dangerous. So, you know, you're talking about, you're talking about some serious risks that, you know, that people are willing to take. I mean, the idea is that they would, obviously, that they would have some kind of habitat in the same way. You know, remember a couple of years ago they did the biosphere? And I think that was partially sort of kind of a preliminary sort of thinking about how do we deal with something like Mars that doesn't have its own atmosphere.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff was really useful, and some of it just really broke down. But psychologically, people had serious problems with it. And they could see out, but they couldn't get out. So, you know, I'm sympathetic with that. Although I think I may have gotten some actual handle on my claustrophobia. I'll let you guys know as time goes on. Because if it works, I'll tell you guys how to do it too. But I don't want to tout it as a solution until I'm sure it works. All right, what else we got?
Stephen just keeps it very simple. When asked how we would colonize Mars, he just says we don't.
Nope, doesn't want to do it, huh?
Doesn't want to.
No reason given?
No reason given. Just says we don't.
I don't want to play. Okay. All right, I'm taking my space capsule and going home. All right, you want to share the one that we had to clean up the act a little bit?
Yeah, this one's from Alan. He says, I'm not sure about Mars, but, and then you can kind of fill in the blank.
We could fill in the blank of some other planet he'd be willing to explore.
You can fill in the blank. Would be a lot more fun to colonize. So,
tacky, 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 Alan. But it's good to know that people, look, however you respond, people used to say to me, well, you know, I go to bed with you every night. And I would think, you know, whatever works for you. I mean, look, as long as you're involved, I don't care why you're involved. I mean, that's up to you. I'm not sort of the thought police that go along and say, well, you have to listen because I'm giving you such important information to run your life. I mean, I'd like it, you know, that may be my fantasy of what I'm doing. But however, why ever you listen, it's all right to me. I'm convinced that some people play beat the doc. you know, let's see if I can come up with an answer before she does. And I'm sure that there's some people who listen just so I can raise your blood pressure a little bit, right? Except my program tends not to be that much. You know, I know that there are people who listen to certain talk show hosts because they so virulently and violently disagree with them. I don't know that that happens very much around here. We're pretty calm. And I have no problem with people disagreeing with me. So whatever. All right, 855-993-7569. So we've got a holiday. Do you realize the summer technically starts on Memorial Day, which is a week from today? I think it's not the earliest it can be. It's always the last Monday in May, but so, it's got to be pretty close.
So what you're saying is we're a week away from summer.
Yeah.
Officially.
Yeah.
You know what the temperature is right now in Minnesota, where I'm at?
I knew I was about to get nailed on this. Tell me, Manny, or meteorologist Manny, what is it?
44 degrees. It is 44 degrees.
Well, right, you know, it snowed in North Dakota last week.
Yep.
Here it's supposed to be, I think it's supposed to be 60. I think today it was 66 when I woke up this morning, but it's supposed to drop during the day to 61, and I think it's supposed to be 55 overnight, which is not the same as 43.
Yeah.
I know, this may be the spring that never was, right?
Well, it's like we had some
80 days.
Yeah, we had some 8 days that hit the 80s and some 70s, but today it's 44 right now. We're only going to top out at 46.
Yeah, that's a little cool.
We're a week away from summer. It's ridiculous.
Don't switch your wardrobes yet, folks, and don't plant your tulips. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.